This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 6th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather is pleasant across Israel today. In Jerusalem, it's sunny with a light breeze, while in Tel Aviv, it's warm and inviting, perfect for a stroll by the sea. Haifa is experiencing clear skies, making it a great day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, former Mossad official urges forceful Lebanon strikes against Hezbollah, warns against all-out war. This report from the Jerusalem Post just in. Also, no breakthrough in Rome. A round of talks between Israel and Lebanon concludes without new agreements. Maariv shared this earlier this hour. Also this hour, disregarding the danger, the U.S. pressures Israel over a withdrawal plan from Gaza. Details from Israel Hayom coming in now. Separately, Houthis kill at least 45 soldiers in Yemen's deadliest attack since 2022. This from Ynet in the past hour. And finally, police dog Ikra seizes 1.6 kilograms of crystal in Be'er Sheva. Walla reports that this thwarted a major smuggling operation earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted just minutes ago about Iran's Speaker of Parliament. He describes the diplomatic situation as theater diplomacy on loop. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English reported earlier today on the implications of Hasina's ouster for India-Bangladesh relations. Professor Derek Grossman provided analysis on this development. Finally, I24N, EWS English noted that as the Houthis target Saudi tankers in the Red Sea, they are increasing their attacks on Yemeni forces. This was explained by their senior Middle East correspondent. Now, for more on those stories, starting with Oded Aylam's comments. The former Mossad official spoke to 103 FM, urging Israel to take decisive military actions against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. He warns against letting the situation escalate into a broader conflict. His remarks reflect ongoing tensions along the northern border, where civilians have faced disruptions and fears of escalation. Turning to the diplomatic front, the talks between Israel and Lebanon in Rome ended without major breakthroughs, Maariv reports. Both parties made limited progress on some issues, but core disputes remain unresolved. The talks are critical as they could influence regional stability and future diplomatic engagements. Meanwhile, the U.S. is pressuring Israel on a Gaza withdrawal plan, according to Israel Hayom. The proposal would leave Hamas with power and arms, a situation that concerns Israeli officials. This adds strain to U.S.-Israel relations, affecting broader Middle Eastern diplomacy. Separately, in Yemen, the Houthis' deadly attack claimed at least 45 lives, Ynet outlines. This marks the deadliest escalation since the 2022 ceasefire. The assault on government forces could destabilize the fragile peace and impact ongoing humanitarian efforts in the region. Finally, in Be'er Sheva, a police operation led by a dog named Ikra intercepted 1.6 kilograms of crystal meth. The Walla report highlights the significance of this bust in countering drug trafficking in the area. Such operations are crucial in maintaining community safety and public health. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports that Tnuva is stopping production of its Olivaya products in Israel. This move is part of the company's efficiency measures, affecting employees who will transition to different roles. Separately, Walla Business discusses how points from loyalty programs convert to real flights. The focus is on the practicality of using accumulated points amid a competitive aviation market. And finally, Israel Hayom Business announces a recall for one of Zoglovek's products. Some packages lacked proper labels, which include important nutritional information. This step ensures consumer safety and transparency. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.